Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Get me a couple of baby Guinnesses.
Cheers. I'll fetch them over.
Evening, boys.
Evening.
Evening, Rob.
How are you doing?
All right.
All good, yeah. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Oof, I tell you what, I'm ready for bursting.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't. We can tell. What size are you? Benefit of the tape.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. I've got bungee straps holding my trousers up.
Have you drank much?
Yeah. And eaten too much.
Yeah, me too.
Drank some more.
I've got through 2 kegs of Perfect Draft.
Oh.
Yeah. 2 kegs.
Look at you with your morning session.
I know, right? An old speckled hen for breakfast.
Oof. Can't beat a speckled hen for breakfast.
I don't know how you do it.
Crazy.
I ain't had one drink this year. Not one.
Seriously?
Not one.
When you said this year, the entire year?
I meant Christmas. I meant Christmas. Right, okay. Right. But I probably can count on one hand the amount of times I've drank this year in general.
Yeah, I'm going to be saying that.
No, yeah, I know. I'm
had a drink.
Well, you are from Barnsley. You've got lots of fingers. You're not from Barnsley.
Not from Barnsley. No.
He's not, is he?
Me trying.
Have you been drinking again, Mark? Do you not know where he's from?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Drink, and be merry. That's Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
I drink coffee. I drink tea.
What about a cheeky
hot toddy?
What cheese board?
No.
You know, like
a
Tamarira in your coffee or a Bailey's in your coffee or...
Well, all right, if we're going to include Bailey's coffee, then yes, I've had a few Bailey's coffees. But,
nice.
You know.
What about just a glass of Bailey's?
No.
Yeah,
no.
A couple of snowballs.
Yeah, no.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. We know for a fact you've had one snowball.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did have one snowball for our...
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, yes.
Yeah. A real one or a snowball has him from...
You were there.
You were sat next to me while I was drinking it.
I did think you were referring to that one.
That one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, that one.
That one. In our Hollywood blockbuster.
Right, yeah. It was good, weren't it?
Good video, that one.
Yeah, really funny.
I tell you what, all that morning, I were bothered about my presents. So what we're going to get?
Of course, you were bothered
about
your presents.
All I can think about is I can't wait for 3 o'clock.
I know. We were all sat round and we got the Watsons with us, and we were all sat round and we all watched it together.
What did they think?
Yeah.
I think they enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah, they enjoyed it.
You think? Or,
They really enjoyed it.
Friends are always going to tell you the good things.
They really enjoyed it. You sometimes hard on yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day. It was bloody good.
I know. I've not been stopped for any autographs, which I'm a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought you were brilliant. For anyone that's listening right now that has absolutely no idea what we're talking about, then where the hell have you been?
Mm. Yeah.
So on Christmas Day, we dropped our very first The Chatting
Christmas speech.
That is still live now, is it?
Absolutely.
It's live forever.
On YouTube. Yeah. Head yourself over to our YouTube channel and give it a watch.
Click subscribe.
Yes.
More importantly, while you're there.
Please do.
Click thumbs up.
Yeah, click thumbs up.
Yeah. Add a review. Write a comment. Do whatever you want.
Absolutely. Share the word.
And it was fun recording as well. I enjoyed that.
In all fairness, as much as I put in all the things that went wrong, if I put in the amount of times I went, guys, we've got a lot to get through. Guys, we've got a lot to do today. Guys, it'd be twice as long because there were a lot of them. So, yeah, but no, it's very good.
I did get given a gift for us each over the Christmas period.
From Santa.
So this is from Harriet. So you met
Harriet, our number one fan, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's made us something else.
Brilliant. Bless her.
So they are Christmas themed because for Christmas.
Is it a different type of hat?
I think what she's doing is working her way through the wardrobe.
They're not pants, are they?
No, they're not. They're not pants.
Oh,
so they are glasses.
Oh, these look amazing.
So they're glasses.
Look at these.
So I've got to try and get them right. I think the Santa hats are for Rob, I believe.
Oh, so they are
the Santa hats.
A particular for each one of us. They're not random.
I've got the Christmas trees because, in her words, they're the biggest ones. So I don't know what she was trying to say about the glasses and about my head. And then she's done both the Mark and Mark antlers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're both antlers, but different colours.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
So you can tell which one's which.
I mean, Jesus, I'd say great. You should have gone
can
to
tell which one's which. I'm colourblind.
You should have gone to Specsavers, but I did. I mean, we all look like Batman.
For the benefit of the team, we look great at least.
Mass crusaders.
Absolutely.
They won't go around my ears.
It's like we're going to a special ball, isn't it?
The masquerade ball. Only a different one.
Yeah. These, I tell you what, they're well made.
They're all right.
They are well made, aren't they?
Tell you something, if ever we need to go out in disguise, we've got us cap now,
yeah,
and we've got us glasses.
Although we do look like burglars.
Like Del Boy and Rodney.
I've got to stay off. How do I look?
You look fantastic.
Great.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
I can see you around to everything.
You look a little bit like Harry Hill.
That's a compliment, because he's quite funny, like just like me.
They're brilliant. Thank you, Harry.
He's quite funny, but he's ugly as sin.
No, he's not. Yeah, thank you, Harry. Yeah,
thank you again, Harry. We'll look forward to what next. Any requests? I mean, you know, I'd like a nice scarf, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. In fact, if anyone wants to knit me a Christmas jumper for next year, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've got us something, boys. With it being the festive season still, you know, I've got us a drink to try.
Oh,
and it's a good one, this one.
Okay. I'm not drinking off this festive season.
I'm saying it's a good one. I've never had it.
Right. So how do you know?
Well, I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's by Brew York. I'm going to get some glasses. You'll tell what the drink might be by the glass. No, you won't.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh.
Clink, clink.
Oh. You're right there, Rob. Tell you what, you've put some weight on.
Merry Christmas.
Jesus. You'll have kids sitting on your knee next Christmas.
Right then.
I'm not going to tell you everything about this, that helps, doesn't
leave
it?
That in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you everything. It's by Brew York. This is called B.A. Empress Tonkoko.
What?
B.A. Empress Tonkoko.
Sounds like a wrestler.
It does, actually, doesn't it?
In the red corner.
So... Heaven Hill BA Tonka Bean.
Heaven Hill?
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you that bit. No, I'm not going to tell you that bit.
You've just told us.
It does say, no, I've only told you the name. One thing it does say, spiced, rich, oak, sweet, luxurious.
Now, that sounds like my cup of tea.
Now, what I can tell you is, it's 10.6%.
Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. There's no wonder it only comes in a shot can.
And what I can tell you is, it's an imperial milk stout.
Oh, now I like milk stout.
So does that only come in feet and inches?
Yes.
You see, it took me a while. It took me a second.
I still haven't got it. I just said yes.
Yeah. it opens.
Okay. Oh, he's pointing. Oh,
can I have 3 inches of imperial stout,
please? Oh, it
looks
a little bit like Guinness. No, it looks more like Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
You can't say that. Other
drinks, sir.
Bit of fizzy.
Pepsi.
They used to have cocaine in.
are we drinking all this in one?
I knew Mark would have to sniff it. I knew. As soon as you said, don't sniff it, mate, I thought, why are you giving it to Mark first?
Me.
Other one.
That'd be me.
Can we sniff?
Now we can do it.
I've already finished mine.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, that's wow. That smells strong.
That's something that I like, I think.
What do you think it's... What's it smell of, Mark?
Diesel.
Well done, Brew York. Nailed it on the head.
Like jet fuel. It's on a slice. Can I taste it yet or not?
No. I've got some licorice.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah. Licorice.
In fact, that's all I can smell, licorice.
See, I can smell...
I
can smell coconut.
Oh, can you?
Where are you getting these smells from?
It's because he's got a coconut in his other hand.
Go back in. Go back in. Can you smell it?
No.
All right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I got a little bit then. Something. Yeah, Rob.
Yeah.
You work for Darren Brown. You're telling us what to smell.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
Can we taste it now?
Shall we taste it?
Mashed potatoes. Yeah. Can you smell mashed potatoes?
Oh, wow. I mean, that is delightful. I mean, it's strong.
It is. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I'll take a bottle.
But that is really, really nice.
Do you know what? It's got a feel of like a port to it.
Maybe like that's why I like it. I really like pork.
What do you think, Mark?
It's very flavorful.
I'm not sure.
Just for the record, yeah, I know you're not a stout drinker, really, are you?
Not really, no.
So this wouldn't be your flavour, really?
No. Although it's not horrible.
No?
It's I can definitely get like dark chocolate. Yeah. You know, it's like really intense dark chocolate and then a little bit of licorice on the aftertaste.
I'll be honest. I know you said it's strong, but that doesn't taste like a 10% drink to me.
I think if you had a full one, you'd
know about it.
Oh, absolutely. So what it is...
You wouldn't be having a session on that stuff, would you?
Heaven Hill BA Tonka Bean Vanilla Coconut and Cacao Imperial Milk Stout is what it is.
It's really smooth.
It is really, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
It doesn't, when it pours, it doesn't pour as thick as some Imperial Stouts that I've had.
It's not thick.
No. And some I've had that do pour a lot thicker.
Ooh, so look at legs on that.
If I can read this, it says, brewed and released just once a year. Each barrel... Mm. I need a torch for this. It's not quite a...
Can't get Sally to turn lights up.
Right. So, brewed and released just once a year. Each barrel-aged Empress Tonkoko release spends at least 12 months unique selection of barrels. Heaven Hill Bourbon was selected to add a caramel sweetness, subtle rye, spice, and rich oak to add depth to an already deeply decadent beer.
Do you know what? That's probably one of the most, sorry to sound a bit pompous or whatever, but as its flavour profile, I think that's probably one of the most complex beers, if you like, or stouts or whatever that I've ever had.
Mm. Yeah.
From a taste point of view.
I know what you mean. Mm. It's a lot to it.
There's a lot going off, isn't there?
Yeah. It's like a three-course meal.
And that's why, for you listening, I've served it in a wine glass because I couldn't find any smaller glasses behind the bar. But it's the glass actually works because you wouldn't want a lot of it, would you?
I'd struggle to drink a pint of that. I would.
You wouldn't have a pint of that anyway.
Don't look at me.
You'd normally have a third or two thirds.
He'd try and do yard glass with it.
Oh, Lodge. Hello, senior. I've got something for you.
Oh, hey, hello.
Hey, it's Sumo.
Hey, hello, Sumo.
Oh, hey, mate.
How are you? All right.
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you.
You.
Right, I've got you my favourite pork pies.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Where are they from?
These are from Dennis Speed's Butchers in Mont Breton.
Is he fast?
Like lightning. Well, these go out like lightning.
Do they?
Do they?
Yeah.
How many you got?
I've got five, because there's four of you and one of me.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Exciting. So, they go.
When it comes to food, right, listen to the fat kid in the room, you know what I mean?
I say that all the time, Sumo. All the time.
Proof's it, pudding.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, the intrigue, the suspense.
I'll just have a smell.
Oh, sniff test is good.
Is it good?
Oh, it's a solid 10, that.
Oh, I hope.
He's bringing them around here for
me. I'm rubbing my hands.
Oh, yeah, they're good. And they look nice. Can I get one?
Yeah,
hang on. Oh, these look good. For the benefit of the tape, these are nice pork pie things.
You should come more often.
Absolutely, you should.
Smell good.
Oh, wait, tell you something.
My bar's only just been lifted in this building, so.
How many sins are these on Slimming World?
None.
Oh, sin free, love it.
Sin free in Sumo's book.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Smells good then.
Are we tucking in?
Shall we have a taste?
Yeah. Bike?
Let's go. Cheers.
Cheers, Sumo.
Cheers. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Pork pies.
Yep. Don't even need brown sauce, neither.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. Oh, mine.
Nice.
Hmm.
Now then.
Oh, episode over, that's it, we're done.
That'll do me.
I'll
tell you what, that is blinding, that.
It is. Mm. They're very nice.
The demand for these pies are that high. From 20th of December till Christmas Eve, they have to open 24 hours.
24 hours a day?
Night and day, just to keep up with demand of making them.
My God.
Yeah, so from Friday, you can go day and night, because they're in there making them. So it's been said that they're making them, doors open. Come in and buy them.
And what's it called again, which place?
Dennis Speed's Butchers.
Dennis Speed's Butchers at Mont Breton.
Mont Breton, Barnsley.
Oh.
Well, I can certainly say that that's nice. A very nice pork pie.
It's very nice.
Dennis, if you want to send some complimentary different flavoured ones through, you know where we are.
Absolutely.
God loves a dryer.
Don't forget to send Sumo one, though.
Yeah. Sumo can be taxi driver.
I'll tell you something. Well, thank you very much, mate. Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah, we always like gifts, and to bring them in person.
Mm. Absolutely. It's been good seeing you.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
It's beautiful, that.
Not quite the new year yet, is it? But have we all started thinking about, well, I've said thinking about next year's New Year's resolutions. How did last year's go?
Well, this year's.
I meant this year's.
Yeah, I know. We had the same old thing last time as well, Rob, correcting you were this year's and last year's.
Yeah.
I know you get confused.
I do.
Well, this year's New Year's resolutions, mine were to finish writing my book.
Yep.
And to lose 5 stone.
Rob starts crawling under his chair at the sound of Kurt's
book. I've just come to the conclusion.
So how's the book going?
How are they both going?
So writing my book, I haven't written another word
since last year.
He's in protest because we've not read it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you could have written more.
Two of our listeners got in touch with me since this
time. To say, can they have the book?
To say, hey, never mind about them so-called friends. Send me your book if you want. I'll read it.
I mean, you know, go for it. I will
I've
read
sent it.
It
him. I've sent it
oh,
him.
Oh, have you?
Absolutely. Heard nothing since. So I have come to the conclusion that it just must be shit.
No, it's
so
definitely not.
So therefore,
no.
That's...
It's better than that.
literally, one listener said that they proofread some books. I think they said for the dad or something like that. So they were more than happy. And then another friend of mine said that they'd love to read it. I sent it... the second one, I sent it to Claire, and literally within about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, I got a message back going, ooh, I weren't expecting that. And I thought, ooh, she's actually started reading it straight away. Mm-hmm. And I heard nothing since.
Yeah.
And
then There's no spelling mistakes on first two pages.
And then I messaged her probably about, I don't know, 2 months later, six, eight weeks later, saying, I take it my book was shit then. And she never even replied. So I thought, do you know what? I'm not flogging a dead horse.
It's not, but you should carry on regardless of what we think. What we think is actually irrelevant because you just should keep writing it, you know?
Yeah.
What was the other one, did you say?
Lose 5 stone.
And, well, how many times have you?
Yeah, it is very much an up and down thing. I'll give you that. I suppose let's take it on an overall where I started the year what I weighed and what I finished the year what I weighed. I'm 18 pound less.
Winner.
Is that how much it is to go to slimming world?
I'm a much less on that. But yeah, I've lost 18 pound this year from start to finish. So
well, that's an improvement.
Yeah, it's better than it were.
It's a massive improvement.
Still an half, isn't it? That nearly.
Yeah,
18 pounds less than what you were last year at this time.
Exactly. So yeah, that's where I am. I'd say complete fail on one, didn't even do anything, at least lost half a stone and a half for me other.
Well, listen, it's more than I got with my year.
Well, would you like to remind us what you were supposed to be doing, Rob?
I can't remember if there were more than one, but the only one that I can remember is that I was going to do a skydive.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I haven't done a skydive. At least book one. I haven't done either. And I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed with myself for that. Because I was absolutely adamant I was going to book one. And the months rolled by, and I kept thinking, I want to do it around the summertime. Then summer came, and I thought, well, I might not get in now. I still didn't make an effort to inquire about one.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that would.
You couldn't even get around to adding my missus to your WhatsApp group.
I know. And, well, that group's just stale now, so I need to reactivate and get her added.
Do they expire?
Well, no, I mean, no one said anything on it since I did it, which were about March.
Is that because you started off with saying, what does everyone think of Kirk's book?
Not quite. So, yeah, so anyway, that is going to be on next year's.
Right. So you do realise in a year's time, we'll be talking about it again. You'll be going, I know.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you. It's going to happen next year.
You're having the same one next year?
I'm having that one, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I think that if we're going to have some New Year's resolutions for next year, we need some sort of fine system in place.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that.
So I think if we are going to set a New Year's resolution for next year, we should set a fine for if we don't do it.
What's the fine?
£500.
Oh, ow, okay.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to sort of go for like a penalty, like you have to do something.
No, £500.
Where does the £500 go? In our kitty for marketing or charity?
Just comes to me.
Yeah? It just comes to me.
Right,
okay.
Charity.
All right. Okay. And that's not to say that I'm not letting charity have my money, so therefore I'm going to do it. But
so I will stick to, I will go with one. So I've got others. I do, you know, whatever, but one, I will lose £5,000 next year. Okay. And if I don't lose £5,000 next year, I will donate £500 to charity.
Wow. Okay.
So just to clarify, you lose £5,000, but you can't put it back on.
No, by the end of next year, I'll be £5,000 lighter than I am now.
Oh, okay. Right.
And if I don't, I will donate £500 to charity.
Right. So
are you willing to do the same thing? Not lose £5,000, you disappear.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So well, you will do a skydive.
I will do a skydive, yeah.
Next year. Yeah. And if you don't, yeah. £500 to charity.
Well, yes. These charities are going to get a lot of money from you guys.
Mark?
So anyway, how about you, Mark?
Well, you ruined my flow. Because before you even started talking about fines, I was going to say, I'm not making a resolution. Now I'm definitely not making a resolution. Purely because of the pressure of last year, and I thought, I'm going to, you know, what I was going to do with the stand-up thing.
Yeah.
And then the sign-up day where you had to go and introduce and everything else, I were on holiday. And I thought, do I want to put that pressure on doing something, then not to be able to do it just because of whatever reasons that are out of my control. So I was just going to say, if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
So for anyone that hasn't gone back and listened to that episode, or might be newer, Mark was going to do a stand-up comedy show, weren't you? What do you call it?
Yeah, for charity.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you call it now?
It was ultra, like that white
ultra,
collar
ultra,
boxing.
Ultra comedy.
Yeah. Is it like the white collar boxing thing?
Yeah, but you don't punch anybody. No. Unless you're rubbish at jokes.
Yeah.
Which is probably another reason why I shouldn't do it. So that was my last year's resolution. Although I still want to do it, I'm just conscious that I don't want the things around me to impact that. So, like, okay. I'm on holiday and they go, oh, we're signing up on this Saturday. And
yes, you do realise you've got a whole 12 months, Mark.
That's right. But they only ran one in this area last year.
Oh.
So it's not like I can just go, right, I'm doing it next Saturday.
Well, do you not know the date or when it is?
No, I didn't know the date last time. So I'd signed up for it, and then they say, right, we'll let you know once we've got numbers. And then they say, right, this is the date that we booked. And,
okay, well, how much notice did they give you? Like, oh, it's tomorrow.
It weren't long. It were a matter of weeks.
Oh, okay.
And I'd already booked a holiday.
Oh, okay.
So
what have you got one that you would...
Well, I'll tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to start getting into shape again. But that doesn't have a target attached to it.
You mean as in
fitness? Is there a particular shape you want to be?
Round. Round.
Upright. Upright and moving forwards. So, my I used to get fit again.
Okay. Do you want Kirk to help you with that?
Yeah.
He can help you with that.
Yeah, but what that looks like, there's no sort of, I'm going to be able to do a marathon. Because I'm
So
not
do you want to lose a bit of weight or do you want to look a bit more muscly?
Both.
Yeah.
Mm. I think it's more to be a fitness more than anything, isn't it?
It is. That'll be a result, though, that I think. But get rid of this bit of sagginess and
tone up
a little bit.
Less pigeon chested. Saying you are pigeon chested, but
tidy myself up.
Well, you did.
Yeah, pot bellied pigeon.
And Mark, what did you even give us one last year?
He did.
Yes.
Oh, what was it?
Was it my garage?
It was your garage.
It was to get somebody else to tidy his garage.
Yeah, and there's only me that's sorted my resolution out.
Yeah.
And I did it within
Kurt the match. Can't pay somebody else to lose his weight for him.
I wish I could.
Yeah, but I had to project manage it.
I can't pay someone to jump out of a plane for me.
Project manage. But two sugars. Yes, please.
I sorted mine within about 3 months.
You did. In all fairness, he set his New Year's resolution and he is the only one around the table that's actually...
I sounded a bit bitter then, didn't I? But
so watch,
well done.
I would have still done that in an afternoon.
So what's next year's?
A garage door. Put a new garage door on.
All right.
Not me.
What are you going for?
An electric
that's
door.
That's not a resolution. You're going to get somebody else to come and fit you a garage door.
Yeah, because it's a to-do thing, isn't it?
No,
it's not.
Well, what do you want me to do then?
Well, I can't tell you.
We should put it out to us listeners to see.
Yeah.
Fucking New Year's resolution.
Well, that's not what I want to do.
I nearly said ring in. Ring in and let us know.
Ring in. Through all my life, having to get somebody else to come and fit me a garage door.
What else is there to do? I don't want to jump out of planes. I don't want to stand up on stage. And
do you not want to work on your fitness?
I'm working on my fitness every day.
What do you do to work on your fitness every day? You resigned your fitness to slip on shoes.
Exactly.
What do you do every day?
I'm buying some of them shoes.
What do you do to work on your fitness, Mark? Out of interest.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah. Then what?
Well, I don't do anything to work on my fitness, to be fair. I don't do anything.
Just one sit-up a day.
I don't do anything. I don't do any exercise. I don't do any fitness regimes. I don't particularly eat healthily.
But as you're getting older, do you think it would be not a bad idea to do some for, not for, to change your look, no. just for your physical well-being?
You're right, you're absolutely right.
To make it easier for when you go for the hip replacements and that sort of thing.
Well, that'll come. Don't worry. That'll come. My knees are going, I know my knees are going already. My knees are bad.
But you're not, it doesn't bother you. The fact that you don't do anything, but you might want to do it.
No, it does. But I think it's inevitable as you get older, it gets harder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does. Absolutely. Yeah.
It does get harder.
It does.
I'm not saying that's an excuse not to do then nothing, but I think it does get harder as you get older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So no, I get it. I do get it. Even though I do train, although I've dropped off the bandwagon at the minute, but
we can tell.
Yeah, thanks. but it definitely gets harder. It definitely gets harder. So
it's just me and you, Rob, that are willing to put it on the line.
Yeah.
Well, me and Mark will keep an eye on you, but both make sure you do it.
Well, thanks. It'd be better if you two had something.
We'll pick the charities that they're going to pay to.
Yeah.
Thanks for your vote of confidence.
I know, right? Wow.
Speaking of charities, though, are we still doing the mini golf competition?
Yes, we should.
Well, we absolutely should.
Yes.
Yes.
Time slipped us by, hasn't it? And it's not happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we did mention a couple of months ago, didn't we, that we were going to leave it till the new year.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that we still want to do, raise money for Andy's Man Club.
Yep.
We want to see Mark's...
Me?
Yes, you.
Me? Oh, yes.
Well, apparently you're a world champion crazy golf player, aren't you?
I can't imagine that, isn't he?
Absolutely. I've told you, it's harder than normal golf. I've said that last time.
So, keep your eyes peeled for that, guys, because we're definitely going to do it.
The thing is, it makes it sound like we just put things off, but we constantly come... Well, no.
Well, you two no, do. You no. didn't do Mark, your New Year's resolutions.
Mark constantly comes up with new things that we're going to do.
Yeah, not
and
me.
And then everything gets pushed down the road. You know, we've got us mugs now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we haven't spoken of them, Matt.
No.
We haven't spoken about them.
So do you want to let you speak about this, Mark, your little baby?
Yeah.
There you go. That's Mark's speech about the cups.
We've got some mugs.
We are mugs.
Thanks for that, Mark. Anyway, back to Rob.
Hey.
No, go on, Mark.
Our first set of merchandise.
Yeah, we've got some merchandise.
Where can they find it?
On our website.
Which is also
live.
New.
Is that live now?
It's live.
Yay!
What's that? is that thechatin.com?
It is, or thechatin.co.uk. Yeah. We bought both.
Oh, my goodness me!
We were filling flush, so we bought them both.
We're filling flush?
Yeah. So www.thechatin.co.uk.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. World Wide Web. What did I say first?
Go.uk.com. These are the best products you will find after Donald Trump's aftershave.
Has he got aftershave?
Have you not seen it?
No.
Did you not see the advert?
No.
At Christmas, you didn't see the advert?
No.
No.
It's
there again.
And it's called Fight, Fight, Fight.
Is this a genuine thing?
It's a genuine thing.
Aftershave.
Right, I'm going to play you a clip of it now.
Are you sure this is not...
I was genuinely waiting for a punchline
there.
Yeah,
me too.
Hang on, are you sure this is not fake news? Has he seriously done some aftershave?
I don't know.
I thought there was a joke coming, mate. I'm not going to lie.
I thought,
when's the punchline coming?
So while we're talking about aftershave and stuff, can you remember an episode we were talking about where we were talking about influencers and celebrities doing perfume and aftershave?
Yeah.
And I was saying, there's no way that they're sat in a lab going, oh, a bit of this, a bit of that.
Yeah.
It's all made for them and they just put the name to it.
Yeah.
Again, if this is real, Donald Trump's not been sat in a lab going, oh, can we have a bit of lavender? Can we have a... There's nothing going off like that. He's just gone, make me some aftershave, and somebody's made it, and then he slapped his name on it.
If you were to say an aftershave that you think Donald Trump would wear, what would it be? Mine would be Brute.
How are we going to say Brute? I'd have gone
Old Spice.
Would you?
Old Spice.
What would you have gone for, Mark?
Ooh, it would have to be...
Well...
I think it'd be something like juniper oil.
Juniper oil.
Well, to be fair, if Donald Trump being Donald Trump, he would wear his own.
There you go.
He would, because he's that vain.
Trump cologne for men. It's $199. Fight, $199. Fight, perfume for women.
Wow. What's that on? Is that on a perfume website?
Yeah.
This is on www.fakeperfumes.com. Yeah, I mean, look, it could... although it might be real, is it endorsed by him, or is it somebody that like us that set it up trying to cash in on it? Or has he got his...
I've no idea. It smells like him, and it smells like a... It'll make you smell like a winner.
I can't... I don't know why. I just think it smells of sweat.
Well, and fake tan.
Yeah, biscuits. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Could you make some aftershave and put, like, Donald Trump's name on it? Or
I think it depends whether they've had the name trademarked, I guess.
Trademarked.
Shall we make an aftershave?
No.
What would we call it?
The chat in would be a bit obvious, wouldn't it?
It can't be called that. After hours. Lock-in.
Lock-in?
Urinal for men?
Urinal. I think we should call it ABV.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the alcohol thing.
Tell you. Yes, Mark.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good
ABV.
One.
Yeah. Could be a marketer, man.
I think we should jump all over that. We don't just do cups.
Yeah.
We've got aftershave.
It's a bit weird, though. We do cups and we do aftershave. And we pour the aftershave into the cup and sell it.
Not again.
Not again. Is this a story?
Yes.
Go on, tell us a long time ago. Is it better if Kirk tells the story?
We were only young teenagers at the time, so we weren't even of age.
Are you drinking aftershave?
Yes.
Wow. Tell us. We want to know.
Wonder how strong this is.
Is that why you turned into an alcoholic like you are today, Mark?
Because I enjoy your beer. I'm not a bleeding, rattling...
Wait, drinks beer and jupe.
CK1.
Coffee.
Tell us this. Listeners want to know.
We went to Rotherham Show.
Obvious place to go.
It's
for
that
aftershave.
Long ago, the special guest was Wolf from Gladiators.
Wow. Okay.
So you're talking back in 90s.
Yeah.
And there were a stall selling fake aftershave.
Right.
Yeah, so
it's all making sense fine. It's the drinking bit.
There were more chances of getting served with the fake aftershave than they were in off-license. So we bought a bottle of CK1 knockoff.
I'm still okay with your story.
We bought a bottle of CK1 copy. We came home, we were stood at field, Mark took one look at it, and it said 40% vol on the side. Like, obviously, aftershave contains alcohol.
Yep.
And he went, hey, 40% this?
And
he didn't taste very nice.
Our breath smelled fantastic.
Brilliant.
I mean, how much were the aftershave?
How the bloody hell can we remember that?
No, but surely you bought the aftershave because you couldn't buy alcohol because of your age.
No, we didn't buy it to drink it.
No.
We bought it as aftershave.
It was an afterthought.
And it's when we got back and we was in the field and Mark was looking at it and saw that it said 40% on the side. We thought, oh, I wonder.
But why did you buy... As teenagers, why would you buy aftershave?
Why not?
What's a strange thing to buy? Aren't you buying sweets or
about
something?
Ten years before your first shave, they should have called it.
By teenagers, we were probably 16.
Ah, okay, so you were a bit older. Right.
It was an afterthought, not an aftershock.
Don't get as bad as his jokes.
Anyway.
Time at the bar, please.
Hey, I've just remembered something that I wanted to mention to you boys. Did any of you watch the Royal Variety Show?
No.
Recently or ever?
Yeah, this year's Royal Variety Show, which was on 2 weeks ago-ish.
No.
I didn't. Although I've been in the past.
Well, I thought it was the best in 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
In 10 years? Not 11?
Do you know what? I can't promise that I've actually watched every one of them for the last 10 years. And yeah, it could be 11. But it was the best one I've remembered for a long time. Every comedy act made me laugh. Every singer that was on was good really singer. Good. The hosts were
Bradley Walsh.
Nope.
Somebody else.
Chatty Man.
Alan Carr.
Alan Carr, and the woman off Britain's Got Talent.
Are we playing
Amanda
a game
Holden.
Here?
All right.
And those two together, they were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jokes
well, you know
were
they
funny.
Do a little chemistry, aren't they?
You yeah. know they do a show together, don't they?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They do a lot, when I say show, they've got like a villa in France, what they've been doing up, and they're obviously filming together.
Oh, I think they made reference to that, actually.
I don't watch it, but I know.
I think she's well fit for her age, you know.
I said that the other day. I said she looks well for her age. There's some work being done there.
I like the banter that she has. She's a bit of banter. I quite like that.
I think, yeah, honestly, they were great. They were very good. All the acts on there were brilliant. I mean, Starlight Express did a little section. Oliver must have done a 20-minute slot. Penn and Teller. Penn and Teller were probably the most underwhelming act on there, and they're massive.
Really?
Yeah.
One's really small.
That's very true.
Well, he's lost weight now, you know.
I think it's you, Kirk. Doesn't like Stephen Mulhern.
I don't like Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah, well, Stephen Mulhern did some magic. Yeah. And it was brilliant. Not only was the magic good, but because he's a showman, he'd come up with a routine, and it was really funny.
Why didn't you like him?
Do you know what? I don't know whether...
Just something about him you just don't like.
I don't know whether it's I don't like him or I'm just not keen on the programmes that he's done. I don't know. I just think there's variety performers, and I get that.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from his talent or the hard work that he's put in, because he's obviously grafted to get to where he is.
He started as a red coat.
Yeah.
So I'm not taking anything away from him. It's just that when I watch him on telly, I just want to punch him in the face.
I think he's a bit goofy.
Yeah, just a bit... I don't mind a bit of spark and glamour, but don't ram it down my throat. Do you know what I mean? He could be a lovely guy to go out for a drink with.
A lot of it is tongue-in-cheek.
Which fine. But for me, and I know it's a personal thing for me, it's just on the other side of grating.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? It's just on the other side of, like, I watch something, and then after a few minutes of watching him, I just want to turn it off. Right. I'm just like, I can't. It's just too much.
I mean,
go on, Bob.
Well, all I was going to say is, if you haven't seen it, I think it's a well worth a watch. At Christmas time, if there's not a film on, you want something that's just a bit more a variety entertainment, watch it. It's good.
Well, I will watch it, because I like programs like that. I know this is not really what we're talking about, but it's going back to Stephen Mulhern. Obviously, he presents the new with the boxes. Deal or No Deal. Right. Now, I know it used to be by Noel Edmonds, and it's the same format, but obviously I watched it over there. And do you guys watch it? Do you like it?
I have watched it.
Because is it made? But I struggle with it. I'm like, is this just not a game of opening random boxes?
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who you pick.
It's just a test of nerves.
What's backstory each player's got?
That's just to fill in the gaps.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just don't get it.
You know, we've talked about this before, right?
Have we talked about it?
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
Deal or No Deal?
Because game shows in general.
I'm just lost because there's no skill to it.
Yeah, because I said if I could go on a game show, that's the one I'd go on, because it requires no general knowledge.
I mean, you might as well go on, pick a box, and then just open it and go, oh, right, I've won that, and forget all of us, because that's what you're going to go with.
But you're missing a very important part of the show.
Which is what?
The bit that they get offered money for that box.
Yeah, they do. And it's not very often. I mean, I don't watch it, but I've never seen anywhere they've taken the money.
Oh, I've seen loads where they've taken the money.
And they'll offer them money, and it's almost like audience want them to say no deal. And when they say no deal, they cheer them as if to say, yeah, you go, you get that penny in that box at end. But do you know what I mean? Because like, it's almost like they want them to say no deal, as in, no, I'm not getting bullied into saying deal. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like goading them. I mean, I just don't get it as a game show.
So you won't go on it then?
No, not really. I'd go on it and I'd just say open that box and I'd have done. I don't know. I just don't understand it. Anyway,
well, speaking of game shows, shall we play one?
Why not?
Come on.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it gonna be?
Oh, I'm so excited. Come on. You're nearly there. The Wheel of
Features. Well, there's no point in going over last week's because you guessed it.
Yeah, it was very easy last week, wasn't it?
It was.
Are you going to say the
name? Spin the wheel.
Hang on a minute. For the listeners, they're not going to tell you who the artist is.
Yeah,
we did last week. Yeah.
You can say it again, Mark. Go on.
I can't remember what it is.
Let's Dance by David Bowie.
That's it.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
It's yours, Kirk.
Oh, fact dump.
It is.
Hey.
Every time we say that, I have to correct myself. It is fact.
It is
dump.
Fact dump. Yes. Fact dump. And no, before you ask, I haven't done a trailer for it yet.
I thought you were saying I haven't done a fact dump.
No.
No trailer.
Here you go, Mark. Trailer.
Brilliant.
Okay, that'll do.
There you go.
That'll do. That's one. Short and sweet, not like Mark's.
Yeah. So obviously I ain't got time for trailers. Mark takes them all up. So I've got some random facts to share with you.
I like this.
You like this one, don't you, Mark?
I love this.
I feel pressure, though, because I know how much you like it.
Yeah.
So, the shortest war. So would you like to have a guess how long the shortest ever war lasted?
I
can tell you it's between, if you want.
Yeah, you go on.
So the war was between Anglo-Zanzibar.
Of course it was.
Yeah, so it was the Anglo-Zanzibar War. It was fought between the UK and Zanzibar.
This is quite a long time ago. Isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say.
1896.
I think I know. Well, when I say I know the answer, I don't know the exact answer, but I think it's something like about 5 hours.
Okay.
Oh, and I was going to say, it was something ridiculous, like 24 hours.
Okay. Mm.
18 hours, straight down the middle.
38 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's the shortest war in history.
I mean, who was recording
how
that?
How does that even go up? We declare war. Yeah.
They dropped a nuclear bomb.
Don't declare war. Oh, sorry. No, we're not having war.
Did anybody die in this war?
he doesn't actually say.
Somebody went, don't start a war because I'll have you. All right, then.
Yeah. The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, oh, yes.
So, did you know that the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimetres shorter during the winter than it is in the summer?
Because of the weather and the...
Because of the temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blackpool Tower can't be. That don't move, does it?
I've no
Eiffel
idea.
Tower does.
That's not Blackpool. My fact. I've no idea.
It's always cold in Blackpool.
Never actually warms
enough
up.
To get, yeah.
Good point, Mark. Good point.
So, I've got another one. So... How old do you think the world's oldest cheese is?
Oh.
Ooh.
I've had some good mouldy cheeses.
I know it's going to be longer than what the shortest war is.
Yes.
I think the oldest cheese is 107 years and 24 hours.
Oh.
24 hours ago,
what?
And 12 hours.
Oh. So 107 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 12 hours.
And 12 hours.
Anyone else?
I'm going to go for something a lot more than that. I'm going to go for hundreds of years, and it'll be in a museum, I would have thought.
And I'm going to go for something a bit more shorter, so I'm going to go for something like about 54 years.
Okay, so the world's oldest known cheese is over 3,200 years old.
Oh, my days.
And was discovered in a tomb in Egypt.
Oh.
It's believed to be a type of cheese made from cow's milk, and it's still not clear if anyone dared to taste it.
Wow.
I got older wrong in the stick there. I thought you meant as in oldest cheese that's we've still got that we've not tasted. Not as in how long's the... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Move on.
Fab. When was pineapple first put on pizza? What year was pineapple first put on pizza?
Far too bleeding. Ooh. Soon.
Pineapple.
I think it was put on by accident.
I do. They meant to put it in the bin and they ended up dropping it on the pizza.
Apparently it was an invention by a Canadian named Sam Panopoulos.
Pineapolis.
Yeah.
Invented the Hawaiian pizza by putting pineapple on pizza.
A Canadian invented a Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah. Now it's one of the most controversial food combinations ever.
It works though, doesn't it?
Love it.
I absolutely love it.
I absolutely love it.
Hang on. You guys eat pizza with pineapple on?
Yeah. I sometimes order a specific pizza, like a meat feast, and then get them to add pineapple.
Why?
Have you ever tried it?
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
Because it's just weird.
I'd understand why you don't like it, Mark, because you're not overly bothered about overly sweet things or food.
I love sweet stuff.
Yeah, as a sweet. Whereas I like sweet foods, as in savoury foods with sweetness.
I just love pineapple.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, but...
On its own. Or in a salad.
Yeah,
in a
exactly.
fruit salad.
So what year were it invented?
Oh, right, okay, right. What, pineapple?
Pineapple on pizza.
What year?
Yes.
I don't think it's that old.
I'm going to say 1985.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Oh, I'm going to say 1954.
I think I'm more around Mark. I'm more around... I'll say 1977.
It's 1962.
Ooh. I might have been closer.
And would you like one more?
Yes, please.
Would you like it about bananas or about astronauts?
Ooh. Astronauts.
Can't we have both?
I don't want to be a banana.
Astronauts.
Go on then, do astronauts.
Astronauts. So... Astronauts can grow up to 2 inches taller while in space due to the lack of gravity, which allows their spines to expand. So if you ever see an astronaut on Earth, just know that they're technically still riding the zero gravity high. So they can grow by 2 inches in space.
What if he stood on Eiffel Tower?
Will it depend whether they're in cold or hot weather.
Will they both get big?
Yeah, in hot weather.
So I could do we're going to space and laying down, upside down. And then everything else might grow by 2 inches. On that note, shall we... what about the bananas?
I'm not telling you. You picked you. You had your choice. There you go.
Boring.
There's my random
How long
facts.
Do bananas get in space?
Thank you, Kirk. I enjoyed that.
Thanks,
I like
Kirk.
Them. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
So see you all next week, then.
See you next week.
Cheers, boys.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.